What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome into Hometown Ghost Stories, Cursed Possessions. Today, we return to the world of the internet to try to scour and find the most haunted item in the world. Is it cursed? Is it haunted? Will it ruin our lives? Find out on this episode of Hometown Ghost Stories, Cursed Possessions. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome in. I'm Jesse Wilkins. I'm joined by Rob Coakley.
I am so excited to look at and buy one of these haunted items that we're going to look at tonight. And I think we're going to send it to my house this time. I'll take the cursed object and I'll maybe display it behind me somehow for at least a month. And we'll see if any haunted things happen.
Welcome in, Dave.
Thanks. And I am joined by the cursed possession that we bought last time, the doll.
Oh, you should have showed your hands. You should have just. Yeah.
Very scary. Very ghostly.
So we discuss, we have parts of a haunted item. Maybe we can get a torso today. Maybe just the head of a doll.
Do we just build one over the next 6 months?
Build the ultimate haunted item. This is something that we could do. This is something we could do. So that's an idea. But I do want to say what's up to everyone hanging out. I do appreciate you guys hanging out on this Tuesday night. We'll be back with a regular episode next week. But for today, I'm excited to hop into these cursed possessions and see what kind of haunted items that we can come across. So
do we take the potato we're replacing Dave with and put those arms on it?
Yes.
Can we find a haunted potato online? See, these are the things that we should have discussed before I compiled a list of haunted items, but you never know what's going to happen here on Hometown Ghost Stories. So without further ado, I think we hop into it, gentlemen. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Okay, our first item is titled Amityville Horror House Historical Artifact Wood Relic Haunted Item Original. Mm. It's kind of exciting. Amityville, we did cover it in a full-blown episode of Hometown Ghost Stories. Dave did a phenomenal job on that. So item description is the Amityville Horror House original historical artifact recovered. Wooden window frame, carefully cut piece, measures approximately 2 inches by 1.5 inches. Comes strung on a natural jute, can be hung on display in a special place on your Christmas tree, in your car, or wherever you feel that it belongs.
Similar places, Christmas tree, your car. Just do the same thing.
Some of us keep our Christmas tree in our car. Yeah. You never know.
We're called homeless.
It does come with a certificate of authenticity and an information card. George and Kathy Lutz moved into the three-story colonial in Amityville in December of 1975. The sprawling house at 112 Ocean Ave later changed to 108 to deter tourists. Thanks, eBay, for exposing them right there. You're not really keeping the secret there. The house was a steal at $80,000. It was a dream come true, George Lutz remembers. True, the house has been the scene of a horrible multiple murder a little over a year before, when 23-year-old Ronnie DeFeo went from room to room methodically shooting his parents and his four brothers and sisters in their bed. But the Lutzes sat down with their three young children and agreed the family could handle it. Just in case, though, we're talking about two different families there. If we lost,
yeah, them. I know, well, but it just
they didn't all get shot and then sit down and be like, listen, we're gonna get through this as a family.
I think you can handle these shots you're about to get.
Yeah, so two different families, you know, Lutz's game and after. Anyways, just in case, though, the day that they moved in, they had a priest father. We don't have to go over the story. We went over the story. If you want the full detailed story, check out the Amityville episode. We did do a full-blown episode on it. But a little bit more about this item. In the 1980s, the Amityville house was renovated mostly to change the exterior look to deter would-be thrill seekers and general upkeep. While the windows were replaced, a couple were rescued and stored for the past four decades. One of the front room windows, as well as a third-story landing window, were the two that were rescued. Now you can own a piece of the paranormal history and the secrets attached. We ship next day with tracking. So this is little pieces of the original Amityville windows, which is actually kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. Is it the ones, the iconic windows, like the quarter circle windows?
You'd think so. I mean, it kind of suggests that.
You'd hope so.
But I don't know. So this is, there's no way to tell. They do seem to come with that's the authenticity note or whatever, but it's just a little piece of wood. They have it attached to a string here. They do have several of them. Mm-hmm. Dave, you've replaced windows. Is that a specific piece of a window frame that you?
Yeah, it looks like they took one of the grill pieces that hold the window panes in place. And then they chopped it into little cookies.
Cookies. So you can get these. And yeah, just a bunch of pictures of like the Amityville books. But okay, so here, that doesn't look like the windows that we're talking
about. No, that's the first floor window they were talking about. So in the description, it said it was one of the first floor windows and the third floor windows.
Okay.
So the third floor would be the iconic quarter circle, although none of those look like that. Yeah, so you see those pieces right there that are broken off in the middle? They just basically put that in a chop saw and cut it into little discs.
Oh, yeah.
Selling on the rope.
It shows the process right there. So yeah, cut them into little pieces. So it does look authentic. I do believe that this is legitimately from the Amityville house. And it looks like it was obtained through regular means of obtaining it, not just going up to the house and tearing off of a piece of it like we've covered in the past. It looks like it was just kind of legitimately acquired. And it is for sale super cheap, $14.95 for these. I'm guessing it's just one of these little chunks that are $14.95, so pretty affordable.
It almost definitely has lead paint on it.
Okay, so you know,
no guarantee it.
All right, so we no longer advise you to
don't eat it.
Yeah, not a cookie.
Not Dave calling them cookies and then telling us there's lead paint on them.
The lead paint cookies are the best.
Says Dave with half his face working. Absolutely delicious. So there's nothing about these that strike me as not authentic, but there's also nothing about these that says that they are actually haunted. So it's just an artifact. It's a relic. We have a few of these here where they're not necessarily haunted items. They could be. I mean, if the house was legitimately haunted, if you believe the Lutz's story, then you could believe that there was maybe something possibly demonic going on there. There's no doubt that an absolute horrific event occurred inside this house. So that's a piece of history right there.
Yeah, for
Rachel
sure.
Says, only the best cookies have lead. And Dave did say it was a window cookie. So okay, it's right there. But that's what we have there. This is definitely one of the more affordable ones that we're going to come across today. But that is a piece of the Amityville house. I kind of want that regardless.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Has a haunting to it. It's just kind of a cool thing to have. So not bad. Not bad. Okay. This one we'll hop into here. Our next one is titled Haunted Doll Game of Thrones. Winter is Coming. Curse Music Box. Very dangerous. So
it's a music box. Winter is Coming music box. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm interested to hear what the curse that is tied to this.
All right. Well, it starts off really strong.
Jesse is already grinning. So
so people know, I don't usually read the descriptions. I'll check it out. I'll see if the title grabs me. I'll look at the pictures and I'll briefly skim through the description because I like to be surprised on these things. But I also need to make sure that there's actually a description because some of these just says nothing. which I think I actually saved one of those because I laughed out loud when I read it. But this
I wonder if the first four paragraphs of the description are really good, but then it trails off and sucks for the last four paragraphs. Mm-hmm.
They really rush it at the end, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. So it starts off by going, winter solstice.
Okay.
Winter solstice.
It is the day with the shortest day of the year, or one could also the longest night of the year.
Oh, okay.
Poetry. I think George R. R. Martin literally writ this description. It is perfect. Not a single flaw.
Just spitting in the wind over there. Mm-hmm. Spitting in the dark.
Yep. I wouldn't recommend spitting in the wind. Could come right back at you. Spitting
in the wind of winter.
This significant time of year in many cultures and has been marked by festivals and rituals. On the beloved melodrama Game of Thrones, the phrase winter is coming was quite the catchphrase as a warning of the darker days to come. And this music box has a history of dark days and now carries a curse with a haunting melody that is an omen of an intended tragedy. Its delicate melody used to bring joy, but no longer. The music box had been cherished keepsake from a young woman who was a devoted fan of Game of Thrones and became devastated. It actually just says devastated. Became devastated.
Devastated.
I hate when they become devastated. When her favorite character, Tommen, committed suicide. Hold up. Who the fuck's favorite character is Tommen from Game of Thrones? Like, I even understand people that like Joffrey from Game of Thrones. For those of you who haven't watched Game of Thrones, Joffrey, really evil guy. His younger brother, Tommen, was just a pathetic little soul. Anyway,
I don't think he was even his mother's favorite character.
I don't know. Well, maybe. No, I think her daughter was probably, it's irrelevant. Let's go back to the box. The young woman was drawn to Tommen because, like him, she felt alone, betrayed, and hopeless, and also had a cruel mother. So the young woman also took her own life. When the sister went to collect her things, she saw that the music box that had her sister had loved had a note. That's a lot of ads there.
Adding all over the place.
She saw that the music box that had her sister had loved had a note inside that had said, this box must go to the name of an ex-girlfriend.
Game of had.
The one who had took her heart into a million little pieces a few months back. When the ex was given the box, she callously gave it to another woman. The woman eventually wound the key, releasing the cursed melody. As the notes filled the air, her heart filled with a sense of foreboding. Days turned into weeks and her life unraveled. The melody played on a loop in her mind, driving her to the brink of madness. She became a prisoner to its haunting tune, unable to escape its clutches. One by one, those close to her met their untimely demise. The music box had taken hold, its curse becoming a grim reality. Her once peaceful life was shattered, consumed by an unending cycle of despair. She met with my husband because she was desperate for answers. The two of them delved into the history of the music box. Like, dude, we're acting like Game of Thrones isn't like 5 years old. Into the history of this Game of Thrones music box. Like, come on, the show just ended a little while ago. This isn't the history.
Can anybody else just see the door open behind me?
Yeah.
Ulysses called it out in the comments.
I was watching it happen, and I was like, what is going on over there?
It's got to be the Game of Thrones music box. No,
it's probably these fucking arms.
That could be it.
It's the potato rolling in to take
it. It just closed.
That was my wife closing.
That was your wife. Okay. I was going to say that closed rapidly. Okay. So anyways, she met with my husband because she was desperate for answers. The two of them delved into the history of the music box. She discovered a tale of betrayal and a broken heart, along with the suicide that had cursed the melody for eternity. No, I'm sorry, for entity. They probably meant to put eternity there. Spirits of the past can seek revenge using this vessel in a final act of desperation. That is what happened to this music box. My husband took possession of the music box, and we are careful never to wind the hand crank. And so thankfully, the melody has never found our ears. Only those with experience in the dark arts should take possession. No, only should by any means ever pally this music box.
Yes.
I'm guessing what she meant to say there was not only by any means ever play this music box, but instead we have no only should by any means ever pally this music box. Only if you can break the curse, of course. No one under 18 should be kept away. No one under 18 should be kept away from anyone who maybe tells the divide. That is not what they meant. You only want this in the hands of children, this dangerous, deadly artifact. But that's your disclaimer there. No one under the age of 18 should be kept away.
Anyway. Send it to children.
Let the kids handle it. They're weaker than us. Here are, if you guys are ready for the worst series of pictures for this haunted item, all of them are hilarious. So it looks very small. You open it up. It is called Winter is Coming. It is amidst a clearly unfinished puzzle. So they got to get their priorities straight. Figure out what you're doing here. Unfinished puzzle still in the background. There is more and more pieces of this unfinished puzzle in every single picture. In fact, I think as they continue to take pictures of this item, they are making less and less progress on this puzzle. I think they're actually taking the puzzle apart as they do it. So
Arcade Hunters is asking if this is located in another country. It's North Carolina. So no.
So according to Dave, yes, but to the rest of us, no. Every one of these pictures is way out of focus. This one is slightly in focus, but you get more of the puzzle pieces than you do of the actual music box in this photo. This doesn't strike me as anything real. You know, who knows? But I mean, with the show being so recent, and this big backstory to it.
I just think they were taking the photos as they were typing the description. They were just doing everything at once and doing the puzzle at the same time.
I don't think they're doing the puzzle. It's just a massive mess. Like, this picture shows it all. There is a billion puzzle pieces.
I do love how you pointed out that, like, it starts with, like, two puzzle pieces, and then by the last photo,
progressively gets worse. Look at this one. Yeah, it just keeps going.
The curse is actually that it just multiplies puzzle pieces.
That's what they should have went with. I would have bought it then.
Would have been more believable, especially when they picked Tommen. No one's favorite character in the history of that show is Tommen, but that is the Game of Thrones music box. It is relatively cheap, $44 or best offer. I personally am uninterested in this item, but
yeah, I'll pass.
Leave it up to chat. That is up to you guys. Do you believe the story?
So far, if we buy anything, it's the Amityville window at the moment.
Right. I'm kind of down to buy a piece of the Amityville window and then also put a bid in on a cursed possession. It's cheap enough where it's just kind of a cool thing to have.
True.
Yeah, you never know.
$15 or something.
Yeah. Super low. Yeah. So it would have been almost insulting if they charged more, but I mean, it is a historical artifact. That's a historical house, I guess. And it does have a story to it. So
Can I hit you guys with a haunted possession that I found in the wild?
Yes.
All right. This one is titled, it's all caps. I'm not going to yell as much as I want to. Just want you to know that this title is in all caps. Haunted Antique Goblet, 900,000 times Abundance, Abundia Extreme Magic, OAK Magic.
How did they spell OAK?
OOAK. So I'm wondering.
Because I thought for a second, like, if that just says oak, then you really fuck up. But if they put a double O there, you never know.
Well, there was a Boston police officer that got fired way long time ago because he asked for assistance at Mapley and Oak Street.
Oh, God, that sounds like he's joking.
Which is Maple and Oak Street.
Mapley and Oak.
Yeah. So this description is, what is known is that this goblet is enchanted with a powerful master witch's blessing, and it is well known it was blessed over 900,000 times.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is well known.
The only reason I'm doing this with a sarcastic tone is because nothing has ever happened 900,000 times in the history of humankind. Nobody has ever blessed something 900,000 times.
That's a lot.
You know how many times that is?
Yeah, it's almost 902,000.
Yeah, it's close.
When they say it is well known, I mean, that means
that
everyone knows that.
Yeah, right? we all know.
But if they got a number that specific on it, why not shoot for almost a million? Or are they actually keeping track somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right. It goes on with, this rare goblet was blessed. We get it in parentheses for some reason. That makes me suspicious. I don't think you know what those mean.
Yeah, that implies that it wasn't blessed even once.
a potent 900,000 times by seven high scholars in a very, I'm gonna say the all caps words a little bit louder just because they are mixed within this.
Okay.
In a very covert and secret high ceremony, this secret Latin ritual ceremony calls upon very guarded and hidden sources of ancient secret energies that draw in and channel power through the amulet to the bearer. The secret blessing, abuntua in Latin or abundance, is performed in a complex and long hidden ceremony. This blessing is performed by the seven who call themselves Infinite Secretus Sodalitas, Infinite Secret Society.
Apparently the secret's not infinite, since we now all know about
it. We all know it now. This amazing blessing will assist in drawing in the abundance of all good things until one's life and environment are overflowing with affluence, wealth, and plentiful pleasures. Grants the bearer a sacred charge of energies that will draw in and create more in the form of greater wealth, growth, and prosperity. So this one's a little different. The curse is that it actually, like, helps you. It's not, it doesn't do some negative to you. It does positive. Now it goes on to grants one abundance in the form of attracting those who can best assist one on one's path towards happiness and successes. Activates one's inner stores of power to assist one in creating more abundance in one's life. Draws in ancient energies to assist in gaining treasure, wealth, luxury, and power. Dissolves all accumulated energies that inhibit one from reaching one's greatest and most abundant potential. I don't think they know what apostrophes are. They just I think they're just placing them all over this place.
Wait, apostrophes or quotes?
Oh, sorry, quotes. I mean, they're just adding quotes everywhere. Grants the bearer gifts of luck and timing that will assist in allowing one to be in the right place at the right time to gain abundance. This is rare and long-held master witch magical. This was a rare gathering of magicals that Alexandria, the mystic queen and mentor of Albina, held dear. She hopes the one who called to this understands what a true treasure they have been called to find. So, guys, do we want to take a peek at this goblet and see how much it cost?
Yes. We
do. All right. Well, while we look at it, I want you to know that it is on sale right now.
Oh, good.
Okay. So this,
I love a bargain,
is $9,965.77, which is on sale. It is now $2 off. It was $9,967.77. So if you
can't miss out on this deal, we can't miss out on this deal. This is pretty good.
$2 off. It's almost $10,000, but it's going to bring you affluence and treasures and all the good stuff. And they're going to sell it for $10,000.
That's not bad. $9,965. That's about $100 per blessing. That's pretty good.
That's fair. It is kind of a cool looking goblet we got going on here. It is a little creepy. We got some Cupid looking gentleman on it. I do like the look of it, but I don't.
Haunted grapes everywhere.
I want to know if the chat would be mad if we spent $10,000 of Patreon money on a goblet.
We're going to really need your commitment for at least the next 100 years.
Yes. So, so I thought that was a little bit different. That is over on a different site as well. It's on bonanza.com, which I don't know what that is. So I don't recommend going to it. I will deal with all the fallout from that, but that is what we're looking at there. A almost $10,000 goblet that was $2 off. So
not bad.
Pretty good.
Well, if you think that's ridiculous to spend that much money on something, I will let you know that we have what I thought was a phenomenal deal. Authentic haunted lady in white, supernatural haunted cursed bridge.
A cursed bridge that we can buy.
Authentic haunted, the lady in white, the white lady haunted bridge piece. Personally obtained from the haunted bridge, the lady on white hanged herself from. She's the lady on white.
Yeah.
She stands on her white dress. The EMF meter was super active while obtaining this item and remains active. See picture. The local lore and legend say that when you park on this bridge at night, you can see the dead woman's shadow appear on the bridge. The bridge is constructed of iron and wood. The piece offered here is wooden, authentic original building material of the bridge. Disclaimer, we do not take responsibility for activity or lack of activity. So guess who this is? It's the same fucking guy who keeps ripping pieces off of haunted locations. I thought we were getting a bridge for $325, but no, you're getting this piece of wood.
He's just going and ripping it off.
He's still doing it. So $325, you can get 8 inches of wood. Take that how you will.
Wow, and Jesse. Easy.
That's literally what it is. All right. He's got the EMF detector next to it. It is reading EMF 5 right at the 5-inch mark. Rob, you're familiar with that. And this is, I don't know what bridge this is. He doesn't even say what bridge it is. He just says it is a haunted bridge made of iron and wood. And he ripped another piece off of another haunted thing. But imagine spending $325. Doesn't even say where the bridge is. Doesn't even say it. But he's
going to take it at face value.
This large splinter chunk of wood that he is selling for $325. He's back again. He's back again with another item that he removed from.
We talk about this guy and how you shouldn't be going around desecrating graves and historical places like the Queen Mary and things like that. Also, can you not destroy bridges, like dilute the structural integrity of a bridge?
Yeah, we talked about it with like a one of the haunted buildings that he was breaking off pieces of the foundation and selling them on eBay. We're like, well, you don't want to knock too many pieces off a foundation. Also, you shouldn't be doing this in the first place. But a bridge that is, I don't know if this little
was a small like piece of wood, obviously, but if you weaken one section of a bridge, that weakens the entire bridge because the structure all, you know, depends on itself.
It's just a dangerous thing. You do not want to remove pieces of a bridge, no matter how big that bridge is and how small the piece of wood that you broke off it is to sell on eBay for $25. That is just ridiculous. But he's back and he's still breaking stuff off of haunted areas and still selling them. And I am still not going to buy that one. Speaking of things that I'm not going to buy, let's just burn through all the bad ones first. This one is called Real Haunted Skull, an enchanted items got from New Orleans.
I looked at this one earlier.
When you say real haunted skull, now there isn't much of a description here. But it says real haunted skull and enchanted items got from New Orleans. Weird shit started happen. Not real sure. Skull made of plastic and for
wizards. So not a real skull.
And for wizards to two.
You need to start this over. And I really need this read in a Boston accent.
All right.
Weird shit.
I got you. Real haunted skull and enchanted items got from New Orleans. Real haunted skull and enchanted items got from New Orleans. Weird shit started to happen, not real sure. Skull made from plastics and the for wizards too. That's what he says. That's how we wrap this up, just to really close in the deal, to seal it. He says, and for wizards too. Yeah. T-O space T-O-O.
That is definitely someone from Lowell that wrote that.
So this skull, which is not a real skull because it's made of plastic, is just $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Just cool. $2,000 for this plastic skull. But it's real. Oh, it is surrounded by wizards. Maybe the wizards come with it as well.
Hell yeah.
I'll take the wizard. The wizards are cool.
The wizards are pretty cool.
I do like the wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all in different. There are different wizards. They're all different.
Wizards too.
Looks like it's got some red wax or blood dripped on the top of its head. It's got some holes in it. It's only $2,000, so that's a steal. Yep. And it looks like one of its entire eye sockets is filled with some sort of red wax or maybe some sort of epoxy pour or something like that, also as well as its nose. But
maybe if it was $2 off, I would think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There have been, really gonna, as of now, there have been zero bids on it, surprisingly. So that one is just $2,000.
Just $2,000.
But it's from New Orleans and wizards and shit. Weird shit happens. So, all right, now that we've burned through that, I think we get into a couple of these more cool ones. And let's start with some soap.
Well, let's do soap, and then why don't you read one of the ones you have, Dave?
Okay. Cool. So this one is a reasonable price. It's called Witches Remove Curse, Hex Bad Karma, Voodoo, Hoodoo, Bar Soap, Bring Money Love.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It just turned into like a soul song halfway through.
It just turned into salt and pepper.
Bring Money Love. So this one, item description, Merry Meat.
Apparently, eight inches of wood and Merry Meat tonight.
Merry Meat. Well, no, M-E-E-T. It's Merry Meat. Okay. It's happy to meet you. Nice to meet you. Merry Meat. I'm NBW, or Natural Born Witch, which means basically not only have I been born a witch, I am a practicing witch in this lifetime, but also have been a witch in many of my reincarnations to this world. You could read about the real life paranormal experiences I have in my books. Now we have 12, if you count the Patreon, 12 lines of self-promotion before we get into a description of what this item is.
Oh.
So, lots of self-promo that I'm not going to read here, but...
They're promoting their Patreon on an eBay listing?
Their Patreon, their Twitter, their YouTube.
We're going about this all wrong, boys.
Apparently, yeah. We should just be all over YouTube selling... I mean, eBay selling soap, apparently. So,
What are people patronizing? Is this somebody who does something else that has...
Well, they're a witch, Dave.
Well, she's an NBW.
Oh, gotcha.
Natural born witch. So it sounds like she does other witch stuff and she promotes her social media. So anyways, witches remove curse, hex, bad karma, hoodoo, voodoo, bar soap, money, love, health, happiness. I think they added one more adjective there. Yeah, they added happiness to the end of it. So there we go. It's getting better as we go. You may be cursed in many ways. A money curse, a love curse, a health curse, bad events curse, or a luck curse, and this soap will remove it all. A special blend of herbs, it removes curses, bad luck, bad karma, and hexes. Soap will relieve you of all of the bad energy around you and continuously protect you from the bad intentions and ill wishes of others. Their evil eye, which is a type of curse, a direct curse, hexes and ill intent directed at you will be removed, repelled, and returned to them tenfold, and any negativity will be cleansed from your karma and you will be protected. You will then start to notice good things happening around you. You will feel better, happier as the darkness, the heaviness will be lifted from your aura and it will not be able to return. The removal of these dark forces will allow money, love, luck, and general happiness to come to your life. Each homemade soap individually is made with special witch mixtures of herbs, oils, and roots and spelled / blessed with the intent to remove curses and hexes and return it to sender and surround you with protection from them. Just wash your hands with it several times a day and watch the effects unfold. This will, they will regret sending this curse, hex, or bad intentions your way. It's an anti-curse hex soap. So it's literally a bar of soap. And I mean, people believe in this stuff.
It makes sense though.
It could work.
This one at least makes sense because
exactly.
If you believe in, you know, the Wiccan culture and that they can take these herbs and stuff, what is the difference of making it into a bar soap? So I understand the logic behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't actually have a huge problem with it. So the listing itself kind of bugs me because you plug it all of your social media. It seems like, are you actually posting this because it works? Or is your actual motive here to plug your YouTube channel and do all this kind of promotion? But either way, however it's listed.
Make sure you like subscribe to all of our videos.
Yeah, while we're here. But I mean, they sold a lot of items on eBay. So clearly they've been doing this a while. We're kind of literally the only time I go on eBay is just to look for these haunted items. So whatever. If you want to promote yourself, I see nothing wrong with that. That's fine. The only thing that I will say about this is if you look at this soap, this is one of the only bars of soap that I will say looks like it might actually make you dirtier when you wash yourself because it is full of herbs and spices. But that's not really the intention of the soap. Right. Soap isn't meant to cleanse you. It's supposed to remove a hex or a curse. And if this stuff is legitimate, it very well could be. I believe that curses can be real. And maybe this could work. It could work. It's super cheap, $8.99. That's not an unreasonable price. It's when these things go for $10,000 that you're like, dude, go fuck yourself, right? But this is reasonable price. It's an actual item, you know? So I have no problem with this one.
Maybe we can buy these for our wives so that they can alleviate themselves from the stress of us buying all these other cursed objects and bringing them into their houses.
I'm shocked that those little doll arms are still in your house after all these years.
She made these weeks. She made me put them in the truck. I went out and got them before the show.
Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, man.
Yes. I'm going to have to go back and put them in the truck after the show.
Yes, of course. Not until you at least high five them a few more times after. After we place a bid, you got to high five one of the arms.
Yes. I can't have them together because they're porcelain.
No, just with your hand. Yeah. It's got to be authentic here.
Right.
Otherwise, you're making it high five itself. And that's
that's sad.
That's what I do during the day. I'm like, good job on the video, Jesse. It makes me feel better about myself. So whatever you got to do to, keep on trucking, keep on spitting in the dark.
All right, Dave, what do you got for us?
All right. I have a real haunted demonic doll with case. Look at pictures. Very active. So we will look at the pictures. This is the Black Death Goodoo doll. Safe, send justice, karma, pain to deserving revenge.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
Black Death Goodoo doll. Safe, send justice, karma, pain to deserving revenge.
If we write a book, that'll be the name of it.
That's a good name. It's catchy. Uh-huh.
Rolls. I have an idea for a book, by the way, gentlemen. We'll talk about it off air.
Great. Okay. All right. Nice. Continuing on.
Sorry to interrupt you for that. But Hometown Ghost Stories book, perhaps?
I like it. We've talked about the Hometown Ghost Stories book before. But anyways, back to Black Death Goodoo doll, safe send, justice, karma, pain to deserving revenge. Black Death Curse Goodoo doll creates great pain, anguish, torture in others. 100% guaranteed. Authentic Goodoo dolls. These figures are crafted by Papa Crow. Any relation to Papa Squatch?
Or Papa Shango.
Yeah. A powerful Bokor Goodoo practitioner with a lifetime of experience. This is not a mass-produced souvenir or toy like so many tourists purchase online or on a trip to New Orleans, French Quarter.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
All of the Goodoo dolls offered through Full Moon Magic Shop are authentic, powerful magic, one-of-a-kind, handmade creations. This one is packed with a Goodoo suffering energy for you to release. This Goodoo doll shall be crafted for you with a powerful method, which will allow you to cause your enemy to experience suffering, anguish, mental torture, and physical pain. Caution. This is a powerful Goodoo artifact. Once put into motion, it is very difficult to stop. Do not even think of using this Goodoo doll if you have had a fight and broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or someone owed some trivial lie to you.
Or just someone old.
This stunning doll should only be unleashed on those evil people truly deserving a dose of their own medicine.
Yeah, those damn olds.
I'm all for it then.
What did they mean to say? I feel like I had it for a second because they've been told.
I read this a couple times earlier trying to figure out what they may have possibly meant.
Go back to the old sentence.
Do not even think of using this Goodoo doll if you have had a fight and broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend or someone owed some trivial lie to you.
Someone told some trivial lie. I do like that they're just targeting old people.
Yeah.
Someone some trivial lie to you. Gotcha. They left the who out and the T from told. Yeah. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. You have been warned, and I cannot accept any responsibility for anything that happens to your intended curse recipient. This work shall be cast into the doll. This work shall be cast into the doll in a Goodoo ritual performed by you and written by Papa Crow, especially for you and tailored to your needs, goals, and desires. you shall use as directed to release a desired result of Dahl. What can this work do? Has someone done some great evil to you and they deserve justice? This work can cause them to experience suffering beyond what they would have ever thought possible. Extreme mental anguish and crippling paranoia. A series of setbacks and failures in their personal and professional lives. Mm. Terrifying nightmares that rob them of any decent sleep. Friends betray them and feel distant, alone. They will actually suffer intense physical pain and health worries. Be sure this is what you want, as you will watch them fall apart right before your very eyes. Warning, this is not a toy or souvenir.
Wait, you're going to watch a person fall apart?
I'm in.
Hell yeah.
That's how we got this. These doll arms.
You watch the doll fall apart. I think they're talking about your victim falling apart.
Yeah, I want to see that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the real haunted demonic doll with case, and all the pictures are the exact same thing, but we have this, which he specified is not a merchandise souvenir like so many other websites. Mm. This is a real...
On whether or not he's going to make a WWE debut this week.
He does look like a wrestler. This is pretty silly looking.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't inspire fear.
It's not really overpriced. $91, not crazy for something like this.
$4.80 off right now.
Yep, also on sale. So we could do this. What, you know, it'd be fun if we bought it and then tried the ritual on Rob to see if the curse actually worked.
No, we don't.
You can win another poker tournament, Rob.
Well, we can't try it on me because I'm already falling apart. My arms fall out. That's just normal Wednesday for me. So. Can't try it on me.
Fair. But here it is.
I like this. Can you show me the other pictures?
They're all the same thing.
Oh,
it's good that they did
part of that. That's part of the curse. They just put the same picture three times.
That's just part of what happens on eBay.
Yeah, you get the bottle of poison hemlock in the back there.
I like this. I kind of want to put a bid on it, to be honest with you. It's pretty good.
I'm down.
Yeah.
We'll let chat decide.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Here's another one that I do like as we're going through haunted items that we do like. This one is called Two-Piece Curse Item Dead Fairy Shadow Box Display Handmade Creepy Mummified Corpse Art. About this item, coffee and recycled material. Is this coffee? Shadow Box. So this is one with like also a strange thing going on with the description. They put dashes like in between words that shouldn't have...
Oh, good.
Dash. So I'm going to sing those words, I guess, because I don't know how else to come across them. So it's, dear friend, due to lighting effect, monitors, brightness, manual measurement, and et cetera, there could be some slight differences in the color and size between the photo and the actual item. Sincerely hope that you can understand. Thank you. This is a mummified fairy corpse displayed in an old wooden box with padded fabric inside. The corpse of the fairy is intricate and intricate.
It's not just intricate, it's also intricate.
Yeah, it's important that you get both of those in there. It's intricate and intricate, and every line is hand-painted and hand-painted. I mean, they are talking about two items, right? So you got to say it. Yeah, the corpse of the fairy is intricate and intricate, and every line is hand-painted and hand-painted. This mummy fairy, many elves in the movies bring good luck and are perfect for dark decorations. Lucky charms. What is happening? We might have just been hit with a random Lucky Charms commercial. I don't know, but movie props or just for fun. Very suitable for science fiction lovers. It can also be used as the best decoration for Halloween. At any time, whether it is night or day, it creates a horrible atmosphere for your holiday party. The body has the effect of dry skin and decay. The fairy wings are made of crystal clear epoxy resin and colored with the pearlescent pigments.
Pearlescent,
that's a word I've never seen before in my life. She shines in the light, lifelike, and will make you feel that she is alive in the world, healthy and environmentally friendly, with texture, super realistic, no peculiar smell, not easy to fade, wear resistant, corrosion resistant, and durable. It can be kept at home as a permanent collection. This is exquisite resin jewelry. It is a perfect gift for family, friends, colleagues, etc. on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or holidays. create a strong festive atmosphere for your home. This decoration is a wonderful home decoration that can be placed in the home, bedroom, living room, etc. It's a perfect match for home decoration.
I appreciate you reading this like the Michael Jackson episode of South Park.
Yeah, pretty much. So this, okay. We're all over the place here, but this item is pretty damn cool looking. So I'll share it on the screen here for audio listeners. We are looking at some fairies in a box. They're actually really creepy looking. Mm, I love this.
This is really cool.
Yeah, they're only like $20 each.
Yeah, I want one.
I absolutely want one of those. Those are pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah, there isn't really a haunted tale to them. It just sounds like it's more of a decoration. But I'll tell you, if something's cursed, it would be something that looks like this. So for audio listeners, it looks like the girl from The Ring just crawled out of a well and she has wings. And it's got a cool box. It has like the paper behind it. It looks like they put some work into this. I'm actually surprised that they're only $20 each. So
these things are awesome.
It looks like they mass produce them. It says that there are 100 available. So if audio listeners or viewers want to get themselves one, I kind of want one of these. This thing is pretty damn cool. So,
and if you buy them, you better tell them that you've heard about it from us.
Yes. Should we buy all 100 of them and just have an army of fairies?
That's what I've been calling us anyways, is just the army of fairies. So perfect. But that's actually pretty cool. The description, I'm not kidding. It had all these like random dashes. So for people that are wondering, lucky charms.
Real quick, why don't you keep reading through this and just showing this? I am going to get ready to read this next article, but I have to get our guest speaker for it. So I'll be right back.
Guest speaker for it.
Okay. I'm so excited. I didn't know this. I was going to ask, what do you have to do to prepare to read an article? You have to get do breathing exercises or something.
I hope he comes back with a monocle, because that would be cool. Mm. In the meantime, I have nothing left on that one, so I will read you a little description on Glenda, haunted doll, advanced fire fairy, curse casting, black and white magic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Haunted doll, Glenda, advanced fire fairy, curse casting, black magic and white magic. Experience the presence of an advanced level fairy. Today I present to you an amazing fire fairy named Glenda. As mentioned, she is a fire fae clan and elementally corresponds to fire. Fire! Fire! Fire fae like Glenda are unique in that they can practice both black and white magic. They serve the white light and the shadow. This makes them very good spirit companies for those of you who are, what the fuck is going on? Rob came back in a frog suit. We're not going to address it at all. We're just going to talk about Glenda right now. All right. Glenda is an advanced level being, which means that it might be better if you have some experience with keeping spirits before inviting her into your home. However, even if you're a beginner and feel a strong connection to her, that doesn't mean that you can't work with her. Never let your experience level stop you from connecting with a spirit that you're drawn to. Glenda is ready to assist someone who can harness her power, regardless of their level of expertise. For centuries, there have been tales of witches working alongside Fire Fae. Among various species, Fire Fae has shown a remarkable ability to form positive relationships with humans. In the past, their society centered around the worshiping of the Fire Lord, who unfortunately left them behind. As a consequence, Fire Fae may have sought human beings, yada, yada, yada. So now we'll get into it. Are you ready for your new Fire Fairy? I've had Glenda by my side for a little over 7 years now. I am prepared for her rehoming because of a frequent request I receive, although there are only so many I can fulfill. Finding genuine Fire Fairies like Glenda is not easy. In fact, in my more than 30 years as a spirit keeper, I've only come across about 50 of them. That actually sounds like a lot. I don't know. And keep in mind, I get around 10 to 20 new spirits every single day. They are rare because there aren't many of them. And other keepers tend to hold on to them for most of their lives because they love them so much. Glenda and I have grown close during our time together, mainly because of her versatility. It's crucial for anyone in spirit keeping to have a skilled practitioner who can work with both white magic and black magic. Glenda will guide you in finding a balance between practicing magic that aligns the light with the exploring of the shadow side. Glenda has expertise in white magic, which means that she can assist with healing, cleansing your chakras, and bringing luck into your life. On the other hand, her black magic abilities involve things like revenge magic, hexing, and manipulating social situations. You can request any of these abilities from her whenever you'd like. She's a willing entity, so it's important to keep her engaged and active, allowing her to feel fulfilled and know that she's bringing you satisfaction. Glenda is an energetic spirit who loves participating in candlework. It's a delightful experience. If you light around 5 candles and observe the flames closely, sometimes you can see the energy bouncing back and forth within the fire. She can also manifest as a pale orange orb. Additionally, when I've been near her vessel, I've felt warm spots, heard humming sounds, and even felt her soft, warm touch. Glenda is a great spirit that will make a great addition to anyone's family who is open to the paranormal. All of my testings are authentic. You will receive a tangible doll. She gets along with great spirits, pets, and children. She will not cause any harm to anyone that you do not wish harm upon. This sounds a lot like the curse caster.
I'd be really annoyed if I bought a doll online and received an intangible doll in the mail.
There was an invisible piece of art that sold for millions.
I know. And that's so stupid.
I don't remember where we were talking about, or somebody was talking about this recently, but it was an invisible piece of artwork and it sold for millions. And basically the collector had just got a receipt from the artist that he made this invisible piece of artwork. Millions, like you got ripped off. But anyways, this is Glenda, haunted doll, fire fairy, curse casting, black and white magic. This is what she looks like. And she's on sale for $160. If you're wondering, yes, it is the exact same seller that was selling the curse caster that we had in the first episode, with a very similar description, and all of her dolls seem to look exactly like this, but that doesn't mean it's not authentic and it's not wildly overpriced, so that is a possibility. I don't remember the name of the first doll that we covered. Do you remember?
Oh,
I don't remember, but it was a very similar story. So not a lot of backstory to this, but that is the item there. I just like the advanced level fairies to read about here. But that's that one. Rob, we cannot wait any longer to hear about whatever the hell you're going to present to us here. For audio listeners, Rob is literally dressed like a frog.
I just figured after our last Haunted Headlines episode that had frogs in the well, and the frog has become a prominent part of the show and the Discord, that I would become Ribbit Coakley to read this next.
Perfect. Ribbit Coakley.
To read this next article that I have. So this kind of plays into cursed possessions. This is an article from 1855 and it's simply titled Popular Superstitions. The following is a very quaint and diverting list of the sympathetic superstitions which were once devoutly believed in by thousands and thousands of the human race. You boys are going to want to be on screen for this because we're going to talk about each as we go over them. When women boil yarn, they must tell a lie at the same time, otherwise it will not get white.
You got to boil the yarn, yeah. I mean, we all knew
you got to boil the yarn and tell a lie at the same time.
Right.
Yes.
That adds up.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Is that like a saying, like bury the hatchet type thing? Spit in the dark? Boil the yarn? Got to boil the yarn. It's got to be a thing, right?
Boiling the midnight yarn.
Yes, they noticed my frog hands.
Yes. That's perfect. It's preposterous.
All right. Parents must not buy their children any rattles, nor allow any to be given to them, or they will be slow at learning and will speak with difficulty.
I think that might have been what happened to you. Like you obviously had a rattle, and now you're saying Impala and things like that.
That's probably what it was.
It's all starting to add up. You know, where your mother wasn't boiling the yarn when she was letting you play with that rattle, was she?
No one must on any account weigh an empty cradle, or he will weigh the child's rest away. I don't know what that means.
W-E-I-G-H?
Sorry, okay. I had a frog in my throat.
Oh, no.
What are we reading here? What is this?
This is popular superstitions and curses and stuff that people believed in the 1800s.
So okay. can you reread that last one? I want to.
Sure. No one must on any account weigh an empty cradle, or he will weigh the child's rest away.
Why would you weigh an empty cradle?
I don't see it. You probably see how much it weighs. But if you do that, what, your kid's not going to be able to fall asleep? Anyways, moving on. Give me the next one. Give me the next one.
The nails on the hands of an infant must be bitten off by the mother for the first time, or it will learn to steal.
Okay.
Okay. Because at first I'm like, okay, that's how my wife used to like trim my kids' fingernails. So she would just bite them when they were real little because she'd want to clip
them. Sure.
And now my kids are not thieves.
They're not going to be thieves. So
yeah, that worked out.
If you wish a child to become 100 years old, you must get its godfathers out of 3 different parishes.
Okay.
Like, how many godfathers are you supposed to have? Because I had one.
I also, so the child needs 3 godfathers. And if you do this, does the child immediately become 100 years old?
Yeah, because I'm going to be weirded out if I'm like, oh, God, he's 100. That'd be alarming for all of us.
If you let a child look into a looking glass before it is a year old, it will become proud.
I say that again.
If you let a child look into a looking glass before it is a year old, it will become proud. And what I think proud meant in these times was like vain.
Yeah.
That'll become vain.
Yeah. One of the 7 deadly sins, pride.
Children that cry at christening. Do you guys want to guess what happens to them?
I don't know, because everyone I've ever seen, they cry. So let's rock and roll.
Children that cry at christening will die soon.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
That's why they're trying to figure out the really high infant mortality rate back then. They're like, it's got to be when they cry at a christening. That's why 100% of them die.
The next one. Let a mother go 3 Sundays successfully out of the church in silence and blow each time into the mouth of her child, and it will get its teeth easy.
Okay.
They're willing to try anything. Different direction I thought I was going to go, but that's fine.
What are we trying? Like, where are we getting this information from? You know what you need to try? You need to try to successfully leave church in silence while you're doing that, blow into your child's mouth, and then, you know, the teething process will be no problem then. All right. Let the father immediately after the christening give the child a sword in its hand.
Yep.
And it will become brave.
Hell yeah. So I mean, it doesn't specify that it has to be a real sword or a sharp sword. I mean, we all give our kids swords to play with, you know?
True.
Yeah, true. I don't know if in the 1855s they had a ton of like toy plastic swords, though.
They would have wooden swords for sure. They had practiced wooden swords back in the Colosseum days. You know, that's how they practiced. So
I think they just had real swords and poverty in the 1800s. All right. Blue cornflowers gathered on Corpus Christi Sunday stop the bleeding at the nose if they are held in the hand till warm. That sounds like a riddle.
I didn't contain a single piece of information there.
What is Corpus Christi Sunday? Elder planted before the stable door preserves the cattle from, any guesses?
Wait, are we
cow disease?
Burying an old person in front of the stable door?
I think it's a type of plant. Sure. Yes.
It's a plant that grows elderberries.
Yes. Elder planted before the stable door preserves the cattle from
escaping?
Witchcraft.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's important. The last thing you want is a pasture full of cow witches. It's fucking dangerous.
I like the way that cow's looking at me.
Get me the witch soap.
He who carries about him a cord with which a rupture doctor has bound up a rupture may lift the heaviest weight without any danger. I don't know
either. Yep.
What do you want me to do with that?
And finally, a piece of wood. This is the last one. A piece of wood out of a coffin that has been dug up when laid in a cabbage bed defends it from.
Wait.
Cow witches. Please let it be the cow witches.
Dave, any guesses?
A piece of a coffin dug up and laid in a cabbage patch?
Yeah, cabbage bed. Yeah.
Cabbage bed defends it from rabbits.
Caterpillars.
Okay. I was close.
Not as exciting as Kyle Witch's, but I'll take it. That's fine.
I do wish it was Ulysses' suggestion and that it was a frog.
I know.
It was not, alas.
That would have been perfect.
Yes. Damn.
Would have been perfect. All right. I do want to cover at least one more of these items here. So this one is a haunted antique candle lamp. Item description. This story might sound familiar to you. That's not part of the description, but I'm just letting you know. Looking for a special kind of magic that comes with a bit of a haunting twist? Look no further than this haunted lamp. Legend has it this lamp was once owned by a powerful sorcerer who imbued it with the ability to grant wishes. But with great power comes a great price, and the sorcerer's dark intentions led to a curse being placed upon the lamp, trapping the genie inside and unleashing a malevolent presence that has lingered there ever since. Now, this lamp is said to be haunted by the angry spirit of the sorcerer, who seeks to wreak havoc on anyone who dares to rub the lamp and release the genie within. But those who are brave enough to take the risk, the wishes granted by this lamp now have the potential to be more powerful than any other. All you need to do is light the candle. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind piece of decor...
Rob, look at the fucking camera.
Oh, he knows. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind piece of decor that comes with a story to chill your bones... Or if you're looking to watch Aladdin, this haunted lamp is a perfect choice. With its menacing aura and storied past that we definitely didn't rip off from Disney, this lamp is sure to be a conversation starter that will have your guests talking for years to come.
Just years.
Years.
Like, dude, imagine just nonstop talking about someone's lamp for years. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, you know, it's going to be another rough year. Hey, dude, don't forget, Rob got a lamp. Remember that? 3 years ago. We all saw the lamp, remember?
Jimmy's not coming over, is he? He's not going to stop talking about that fucking lamp.
Years. You just get a text from Jimmy on the way, haven't forgotten.
Yo, is the lamp going to be there?
Remember the lamp. My great-grandfather was Lebanese, and he left the country and brought this with his other belongings to the Dominican Republic. My mom grew up with her grandparents as her father passed when she was 10 and her mother could barely take care of the 10 children on her own as a seamstress. My grandfather buried it, only told my mom where they were before he passed. That's a lot of data that they didn't follow up. So that's the end of it. That's it.
All right. Nice.
A weird note to end on.
All right.
Let's take a look at this thing. So this is the lamp, and it is only $9,000.
Oh.
But there's no interest if you pay it in full.
Oh.
With a PayPal credit card. So that
I'm gonna say it. That's not a lamp. That is a fucking tea kettle.
That is a tea kettle.
Oh, it's got a candle 100% inside. Is this all you do? Wait, didn't they advise strongly against opening this thing?
It's open.
It's just opening a picture. Maybe not. No, they said don't rub it. So maybe they just
don't rub it.
There's a candle inside. All you gotta do is light the candle. I feel like if there's a genie trapped inside, just opening it wide open for this picture doesn't seem like a good idea. But for audio listeners, yes, it does kind of look like the Aladdin lamp. The story also sounds like the Aladdin lamp, and it's $9,000. No, thank you, folks. You got to put more effort into your storytelling if you're going to convince me that there is a genie who's granting wishes and all this shit. Like, $9,000 for that guy.
No. Nope. I don't want that one. All right, chat. So what are we buying? Which item are we placing a bid on? I say we get the Amityville windows and those fairies regardless, and then we'll put in a bid.
I also want the fairy.
The only problem with those two is they put haunted in the description. I mean, in the title, I think, just to get it to pop up for the algorithm issues, but nowhere in the description did it say that those items were haunted. If anything is haunted, it could be the Amityville stuff that could be haunted. It is from the house, which is supposedly haunted. So perhaps that one might have something, but windows, fairies, and soap. So for me, I mean, that soap is cheap enough. If listeners want to go out and buy the soap, I'm not fully interested unless the wives want it or something like that, because I do believe that something like that could be effective. But for me,
I don't think I need it right now,
to be honest, just because of who we are and because of how fucking remarkably brave I am. I want haunted things to happen around me so I can document it for you folks. These are the sacrifices I'm here to make and that we're here to make for you guys.
Then why did you deliver the haunted doll arms to my house?
Because I can't have them in my house. I'm too scared.
Okay. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah. So I'm going to delete that out of the podcast so everyone that listens still thinks I'm extremely brave. But
yeah, good point.
That is what we have here. There is something that Steph A just sent in on Discord, which I want to at least address here, which is a ghost in a can.
Ah. Oh, yeah, I want that.
Ghost in a can, $15. Okay, let's see here. This is a ghost in a can. That should be fairly self-explanatory. Under no circumstances should this can be opened or the ghost will be released and no longer in the can. Can opener included. It's like they're fucking testing you to do it. Can measures 4 inches tall by 3.5 in diameter. This item is made to order and should generally ship within the week.
Are we making ghost to order? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
How are we giving the ghost?
Hell yeah. About the ghost. I can't read that. Warning, do not open, but it comes with a can opener. Can I read this?
Oh.
In folklore, mythology, and modern media, such as literally fiction, a ghost or specter. I can't really read that. It's too blurry. Steph, I might have to buy this. That's fun. I'll buy a ghost in a can. That's great stuff. Hell yeah.
I would like a ghost in a can.
Thank you for sending that in, Steph. That's actually amazing. So there was a few that were reasonably priced. Maybe we throw it on the real skull. No.
Well, let's talk about that in Discord. We'll share in Discord what we should be buying for the actual haunted items.
Sounds like a plan. So if you haven't already, join the Discord. Link is always in the show notes below. If you're new to Discord, it's okay. It is free to join that. And that's a great way to do stuff. Also, make sure you swing over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, and we will read it out on the show. And if you have any haunted possessions that you have come across, just swing on over to Discord or send it to us in the email, and we will check it out and maybe cover it on the next episode of Hunting for the World's Most Haunted Items. It's pretty exciting stuff. Yes. Pretty exciting stuff. Always a favorite. Get Robin a frog suit. This is absolutely amazing. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Also, speaking of incredible stuff, let's thank our patrons real quick. For our VIPs, we have Dave D. We have Kate M. Needs some of Rob's big, beautiful B-Day worms. Oof.
Mm.
We have Blazora. We have Jennifer P. Dakota G. Nick. Donnie N. Inspires Gaming, who I just had a absolute pleasure of meeting up with, actually. We went to this. They had a Call of Duty event in Boston, and I linked up with him and a few other people.
Very cool.
Awesome people. Very cool. And they were great. Apparently my kids were like the only kids there, so they just kept giving them free shit. It was pretty cool. So they got like a bunch of sweatshirts, hats, flags, banners, but Inspires was cool enough. He went around, met all the Call of Duty pros and got stuff signed for the kids and got them these cards and everything like that. So they were super pumped, but it was awesome to link up with him, and that was pretty cool. And they asked me like, "Hey dude, will you please play Call of Duty professionally on the stage?" I was like, "Dude, I'm just here to enjoy the show." Anyways, we also have Allison V, Robert H, Anna C. We have Jort wearing, Cola sipping, Evangelizing Alien, Mallory K, Demon King 666, Mom and Pops W, and Lisa J. Thank you so much for being VIPs. We do appreciate you so much. Next up, we have the Warren's Wards, starting off with Nefarious Chad Poles, Wahini Pirate, I Hate Rob, Eugene M. We have Arcade, You Remind Me of the babe with the power of voodoo. You do remind me of the babe I saw my baby crying hard.
Okay.
We have Siobhan, not Sharon, Kath Q. We have Liz Young, DC, Chris Connolly, LBPS founder, next HTGS guest, the other Rachel B, Sarah Cook, Stitch Kitten, Ambi Rose, Janice G, Lily, Rachel B, Captain McTibbles, likes Rob's goose pimples, Dave's checkered shirt.
What?
I'm wearing a checkered shirt.
I was wearing a checkered shirt.
There's got to be a reference. There must have been a reference somewhere.
Yeah, that's Cody G. Cody, you let us know. Let us know what that means. We have Mirror Mirror on the Wall, I'm the prettiest worm of all. Papa Squatch, boil the yarn and hear it scream. Jake V, we have Cat Toys, bring all the ghosts to the yard. Steph A, we have Loving It. And that is the Warren's Wards. Thank you so much. Next up, we have the Ghost Pirate Mafia. Let's see who we got here. Kicking it off with, I can't believe I actually paid to have my name read and I have to go through all this to change it.
Sorry.
We
don't make the rules.
I don't know what ENGR dot means, but I'm going to go with McTibble's masturbatory bacon from Husco, Ohio. We have DS. We have Meta eyes.
Oh, hang on. I got it.
Did
right
you figure
here.
It out?
Yeah. She sent us a message on Instagram. Ready?
Oh, I saw the message. Yeah, yeah. Go do it.
Meta aus.
Meta aus. Meta aus, which if you gave me 100 guesses, I never would have guessed.
We never would have came close to that.
She gave us credit for getting her first name right. So
not bad, not bad. I'm pretty sure that at this exact moment, someone is either attempting to break into my house or my wife can't go outside, but she's going to have to wait until I get through the Patreon names or my house will be robbed.
She can't get outside or she can't get inside?
Someone can't get in. So it's either good or bad. Either way, the door's doing what the door's supposed to do out there. You know, we have Sarah B, Dominica. We have Queen Chan's Revenge. Angel F, Monster Mom 04, Reed M, Lacey C. Welcome in, Lacey. I don't recognize that name, so welcome in if you're new. If not, then thanks for sticking around. We have Shannon K, Allie, Dark Snark. We have, wow, I wish I could read. Anyways, we have Rob's Goose Nipples. That was the name. I was doing great. I had that flawless. It was flawless.
You read that excellent.
Megan S, Morgan S, 8 inches of wooden merry meat. Mark Twain and the Haunted Grape, Julie S, Sharon V, Wayne Christie, Kelly C, I need me 8 inches of hardwood, booyah! Crystal Quinn, Aaron A, Mina H, Colby, Daddy Rob's Super Haunted Frog Suit, Alicia E, Thick Boy Freddy Eating Dave's Allegedly Very, Very Nice, Very Leaded Window Cookies, Now I'm Dead. Thanks, Dave. Pork NATO, Rob's Goose Nipples, Whip Wicked Shitties. Stan from the Ball, Joe R, Paul from St. Louis, Ashley M, Al Capone, Huggy Bear, without a doubt the weirdest episode yet. Solar Flare, Mariah M, Kira Lee J, Anthony the Mostest Ghost Host T, Brandon W, Hooper the Hellhound, Dave Verse 100, Elf Frogs, and Nipple Goose. Thank you guys for being on Patreon. $3 a month will get you there. $1 a month will get you on Patreon. Big shout out to some frog named Rob Coakley who gifted 10 Hometown Ghost Stories memberships. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Ribbit Coakley is my name.
Ribbit Coakley. We are going to review Killer Clowns from Outer Space. What a wild ride that movie was. I'm excited to review it, and we'll be back on Tuesday with another numbered episode. Anything else, gentlemen?
That's going to do it for me.
Cool. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.